We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It off. Harden.
Nice.
I'm a little worried about Mitchell.
I know where you're going.
Trey Area.
No, I gotta go with Giannis. I gotta go with Giannis.
Oh.
It's, you know, I gotta go with Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he look at his box from what? You know, that's the other thing. I mean, man, he's getting killed on social media. You see his numbers last game?
But numbers can lie. He's so great.
34 in a win. Yeah. Come on now.
But what's the narrative, Stani, when you watch him play? We all anointed this guy and not knowing that he had some deficiency. That's all. And Twitter is just a playground to enhance that times 1,000. It's wrong, but the constant is this dude ain't what we thought he was, right? You know, and that's what it is.
Like, don't use the universal we. Please don't do that. Please. Please.
This is my pick. I think it is, Diz, right?
Yeah, I believe it is your pick, Goo. Is the pick
I'm going. Yeah, I think it's it.
Try to only take one guy this time.
Congratulations to PG-13. You are a part of Guru's gang, and welcome.
Man, wow. How about that? Well, I'm glad that you left the door open for Dibs Dynasty because, yeah, the pick is in. And I like a guy who can not only score and can pass the ball, but also can lift an entire city and a franchise up by its bootstraps and put him on his back. Trey Young goes to Dibley's Dynasty, 25-18. But what doesn't show up in the box score is just how much his energy, his passion, and the intangibles helped turn that thing around, because that was an ugly game. And it looked like the Hawks were going to lose an ugly one and they were going to be on the brink. But Trey made some big plays, shooting the ball, distributing the ball, and he pulled that one out of nowhere. So I'm taking Trey with my second pick for Dibley's Dynasty.
Nice. Nice. What were you going to say, Goo? But
no, I love that. I just was watching that game like they're done. They are taco meat, and they came back and won.
When exactly did you think they were taco meat?
15 at half.
I'm like, it was only 13. They had nibbled 13. It down to 13. At
nibbled.
Trey Young with 18 assists and only 2 turnovers. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. I mean, no, see, like, that's Chris Paul-esque, to tell you the truth. Are we going to it's just a 2-round draft?
No, I thought it was 3 because one guy's getting disrespected. But go ahead, Dibs. I thought it was
a lot of guys.
I think it's Dibs' pick, right?
It certainly is my pick. And as much as I'd like to take old number 30 from Philly, not 31, but I'm tempted to go Korkmaz on you. And, you know, also it would be easy to maybe tab Ben Simmons. I'm gonna take the Stifel Tower. I'm going to go with Rudy Gobert and a Utah team that people want to write off, but Utah not dead yet. Give me Rudy Gobert, the DPOY for the third year running.
This is
right.
Wow.
It's me, right?
I know it's Guru.
Pick is
it's me.
Oh, it's Guru?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay.
And I'm going to Utah. Utah! We are disrespecting the new Dwayne Wade, and that is Donovan Mitchell. Welcome to Guru's gang. This dude is... He's a star, man. And he did it in the bubble, but I was like, oh, it's just a bubble. And I know he's on a bad wheel. 37. Dude's a player, man. And wait till we get some offensive pieces. Donovan Mitchell, welcome. And he's mad. He's mad where he got drafted, too.
All right. I got the pick. I'm going to see your Donovan Mitchell and raise you a Devin Booker.
Oh,
Devin Booker. Did we forget?
Why?
Devin Booker has had a couple great season, great series. So I'm gonna take Devin Booker. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Why? That's not crazy, Ross. Was that Ross Tucker?
Who would you want now, you two, if you had it, both healthy, Mitchell or Booker? I think as much as I love Booker,
boy,
I think I got to go Mitchell.
Great question.
Honestly, Dibs, that's one of those where I would say, I'll just take the one you don't want.
Wow. Yeah,
honest to God, that. I would.
I think Booker's got a greater potential to go nuclear or nuclear, depending on who you ask. But Donovan Mitchell, a more consistent 30-plus point a night guy. So give me Donovan Mitchell for the consistency. Booker might hit you for 60 and then go for 18. I think Mitchell's more likely to get you 30 to 35 night in, night out.
That's a great one.
I also like Mitchell's ability to create a lot better.
I do too. Man, yeah, I do too, Kyle. Yeah. Like I think
he's a playmaker, man. He can get the others involved.
Like, and I'm not saying they're similar, but Mitchell could kind of do a little bit what Curry does if he could play off the ball like Curry. And I get it. He doesn't shoot it nearly as well. But in terms of being able to create with the ball and then still being a positive when he doesn't have the ball, I could see Mitchell. I could see Mitchell. All right, we done?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Need a cigarette. That was great.
Well, the only problem is now I forget who's on my team. But let me see.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Booker.
Giannis.
Nobody took Harden.
He's hurt.
Well, he's hurt.
Yeah, he's playing tonight.
We don't know if he's playing. I bet you he doesn't play
tonight.
Oh, he'll
get through. I'll bet you. Diz, he's getting his big butt out there tonight.
I don't know.
If it tears, he going to play tonight.
Okay, so he goes out there and he gives you another minute and then he bows out. Does that mean you win? I mean, he might try to give it a go. I don't think he's going to play 30 to 35 minutes. The hamstring is not one you can shoot up. If you've got, as a guy who's taken the needle in his knee probably 50 to 70 times career, it works, okay? You shoot up the knee, you get that that good cortisone in there, that good, get me about 3 to 4 weeks of just pure knee goodness, and then slowly the bone-on-bone resumes and it returns. But you get into a groin and a hammy, you can't shoot those up with pain meds because it's a muscle pull or a slight muscle tear. The only thing that helps that is to quiet it down. So the pain threshold is less controllable with an injury like that.
He's got some junk in the trunk, guys, and that's probably why the hammy went. You got to lose some LBSs, man.
I mean, to me, if he has a legitimate hamstring injury, he's not going to be 100%. Kyle.
Yeah, I got a quick edition of Kyle's Mad Props here. James Harden tonight, over or under 19 and a half minutes for James Harden with the Brooklyn Nets as they take on the Milwaukee Bucks.
I'm going under. Because I think he's either going to re-injure it or he's going to be so ineffectual as to not be helpful to the Nets. I'm going under.
I couldn't
agree
with you
more. I'm
going
against our doctor. Oh, go ahead, Dan.
No, I'm going under as well for the same same type of reason. It's not a must win. So he goes out there and he tests it out and shoot around. And if he's not feeling good enough to go out there and give it 30 to 35 minutes, they're going to wait. And if they go down 3-2, well, now he's got to gut it out. But they might win without him. And if he rests and they win and they go up 3-2, well, then you bought a few more days for him. So I'm going under, Goo.
This is the best Geico ever, insurance, and it's Harden. The fact that he's even putting it out there that he could play, guys, he can play, and we'll see him out there on display. Kyle, I'm going over, and I'm telling you he's going to score 25 points. You didn't ask me that. I'm going over.
Are you liquidating all assets on that?
Yeah, LAA. Yeah, thank you, Kyle. There you go.
You know what's so funny is last night Harden was out. This morning he was doubtful, and now he's up to questionable.
Desperate, so, Steiny. Yeah,
and now it's reported that he's gonna test it out before the game.
Can I tell you two something with that?
Decision.
I think he could have played last game, Dibs. He could have played last game, but he was like, why risk it being the, you know, two of the three are there. Now that, you know, only one is going to be there. And, Dibs, this is a must win. You're at home.
Stop it.
You lose this and go to Milwaukee.
Stop.
Fear the deer.
Stop. 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 If they lose, do they have a game six?
Yeah, they do.
Then it's not a must win. And it's – I feel like you're trolling me because you know that's one of my pet peeves that felt personal, and I'm not going to sit
know
here.
That.
And, oh, yes, you did, Guru. Yes, you did, Goo. We've been over this, Goo. You know me.
You don't want to go on the road down 3-2.
Great, but if you have to, you will. Which means this is not a must win.
You know, the Clippers didn't get. You know, they knew when their backs were against the wall. My question
is that, yeah,
which star is the next star to get hurt? You got Donovan Mitchell. You got Embiid, who's playing on a rubber band, it feels like. You got Harden going out there. He's not 100% healthy. There's one other guy, too, I thought. Let me see.
Well, Kawhi went out, according to Goo, with a little bit of an
injury. Hey, what happened? Yeah, I'm worried.
The answer is Chris Paul. I mean, Uncle Drew, Uncle Drew is always, he's one trip down the floor away from an injury, and you don't root for that, but if you're asking me, you know, to check the injury-o-meter, to me, I'd put my money on Chris Paul being the next one down.
And what about Big Baby, guys, chiming in on Kyrie? You know, they had the whole incident with Kyrie disrespecting Lucky.
Goo.
But he said
Goo,
you got,
you know what? How about this, Goo? How about this, Goo? I haven't heard that story, but it sounds like a real good one. Why don't you tell us that on the other side? We'll have Lock of the Day on the other side. We're going to try to give away $1,000 on the other side. But you know what? I saw Big Baby was up to something, but I don't know exactly what it was. But I know if it involves Big Baby, it's something probably pretty weird and interesting. What did Big Baby say and do on the other side on 95.7?
Got, goo, goo.
I told you about my big tip, right?
No! No!
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Spadoni, too soon. Too soon. It's that simple. Too soon.
What's
who's playing
too
the guitar?
Soon?
Who's playing the guitar?
Not me.
Can somebody turn off their Walkman?
What's wrong with you? And what's too
can
soon?
Can you hear it? I'm not yet in a great mood, so I'm getting there.
What did he play that set you off? I must have missed it.
The juvenile stuff that I'm not crazy about.
About you and Sticky Balls?
No. I told you about my big tip, right?
Ah,
hey, Goo, tell
you
us about
big
Baby.
Yeah.
What a God.
That break felt interminable. Can't wait to hear what Big Baby do, Goo.
Oh, he just went in on Kyrie Irving.
Oh, you know what? Actually, what?
Jeez Louise. Let's get some order here. Let's get some order. Retease the story. Up in 10 minutes, France-Germany update, lock of the day. But first, it's time for Skrilla Manila.
The only thing you need now, Dibs, is the word. Do you know the word?
The word
it's time
is
for the splash
jumpsuit.
Splash for cash contest. It's not jumpsuit. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word CLOUD to 72881. That's CLOUD, as in Steinmetz is yelling at a clown, to 72881. Brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Message and data rates apply. Take it away, Goo, because I'm about ready to throw some.
I love it. Old man yells at cloud. CLOUD. Yeah. Tell me about Big Baby, Goo.
Just went in. We know the NBA is a brotherhood and a fraternity, but Kyrie Irving, as we all know, dealing with ankle issues that may possibly keep him out this series. And I read Big Baby goes on social media and says, I told y'all the boy got bad ankles. And that was from Kyrie stepping on Lucky, who was the Celtic leprechaun, the man, you know, at the middle of the court.
And that's what that stemmed from. But damn, big baby, don't take pleasure in anybody getting hurt, right? Come on, man.
You know what? You know
man,
what?
Man, that was weak.
Ah!
Look, here we like, see, this is you guys are sometimey.
You can't
you want
can't.
The smoke and then you don't want the smoke. Yeah.
You guys.
DeChambeau should want to play with him. And then it's like dunking on him. And, you know, come on.
I feel like you're grouping us together right now, Goo, for some kind of reason, and I'm feeling some kind of way about that. And well, by the way, coming up in the notebook, I'll update you on the Koepka DeChambeau rivalry as it pertains to their tee times. But
okay.
Steiny, please defend us, because apparently you and I are cut from the same cloth in this one.
Please explain.
Apparently Big Baby can't even use karma. He can't even reference karma. Come on, Goo. We all know what karma is. That's really what he was referencing.
Female dog.
He disrespected the Lucky the Leprechaun, and guess what? He got his ankle hurt. That's all.
Wow, okay.
That's all.
Now, if I had did something like that, Steiny, you as my friend, I think you would come down my road like Goo. I thought you were better than that. Like to just, you know, rain down on Kyrie's injury. That's kind of weak. That's all I'm saying. It's like, be bigger than that, Dibs. That's all I'm asking for. Be a grown ass man. Come on. Told y'all the boy got weak ankles. You wasn't saying that when he was dropping 30 and 35s and they were about to supposed to be favored to win it all. And then you come out of nowhere when he gets hurt. That's all. I don't like stuff like
that. Yeah, but I think it has to do with the, Big Baby was a
Lucky?
Celtic.
Yeah,
he was a Celtic. He won a title with the Celtics, and he didn't take kindly to Kyrie.
Lucky's not a real person, people. I'm just saying.
You know what? Why don't you go to Boston and say that same thing, and we'll see if you come back to the West Coast anytime soon. We got a lock of the day. Lock of the day. Let's do it.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Lock be a lady tonight.
Oh, yeah. Give me that. It is hot in here because Goo is on fire. His Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Playoff basketball is here. And before you bet on any of the postseason games, you need to check out BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to help you make the smartest possible bets. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BAY, B-A-Y, 20%. Brian Dawkins. Promo code BAY, B-A-Y, at BetQL.com. The Angels had won 6 in a row entering their series against the A's at the Coliseum. Guru picked against the Red Hot Halos with the A's minus 1.5 on the run line. Spadoni, the highlight.
Can of runs. Ball's hit deep to right field. Down the line, heading for the corner, and it is fair. Bounces off the wall. Canna being waved home. And Canna is going to score. Kemp's going to go to third.
Yeah, the Angels made it interesting with 4 runs in the 7th, but Oakland's 5-run 3rd was enough to boost them to an 8-5 win and the cover. LA's win streak is snapped, but Goose is just getting started. Goo, you're now 2-0 back in the saddle.
And you know what? It feels good, but I forgot to, you know, go public and put my bet on social media. But since I'm intern, I won't do that. But the pick is in, guys.
You're an intern?
I got you, Diz. The pick is the Milwaukee Bucks. As much as this hurts me, take plus 2.5 at Brooklyn tonight. They win tonight's game. I hope I'm wrong, but I want the people to get paid, and I think Milwaukee gets it done. Giannis revenge.
Man, between the two of you over the last couple of weeks, Steiny was 5-2-2, and now you're 2-0, so that's 7-2-2, and I believe I was 7-2 before I dipped out. So we're like 14 of our last 20 wins with only 4 losses as a show.
I call that a whole week.
So you were 8-3. Steiny went 5-3. That's 13-6. So 15-6 is a show.
I was not. I was 5-2-1. I pushed the last.
Oh, day. You're right. Well, look at Steiny.
Come on now. Wow. This is what Whitey tries to do to me. In Jeopardy.
Jockey. 5-3-1.
Oh, so yeah,
you know what?
Yeah,
I don't care. you know what? I quit.
The show or
my
the
papers?
Quitting gets a bad name.
Oh,
apparently it does. In some ways,
it can. Anything else, Kyle? You crunching those numbers?
Not anymore.
No, that was it.
Yeah, you quit.
8-3, 5-3, and then now 2-0. That's 15-6 by my measurement. That's pretty darn good for those of you out there betting along with us. And that's, of course, the on-air bets, not to mention the off-air action in which we've been, you know, cleaning up here in this Euro 2020. Aside from this morning's debacle.
Need a German goal here.
Quiet. Shut your mouth, Kyle.
Hey,
Kyle should be on shaky ground. I'm on France. Go ahead, Steiny.
This is what I was thinking when I was watching games last night.
Kyle deserves to be on shaky ground.
There's seven teams remaining in the playoffs, okay? There's still three series going on, and Phoenix is in. I get it. You know, Atlanta's probably the longest shot. But isn't this what we want? This thing is wide open. It is wide open. I don't know that there's a favorite. If you take Atlanta out, I could see any of those six teams winning it. And so I want to ask if you agree, and B, shouldn't that be a great thing for the NBA? When we've had the Warriors, who are going to win it every year, the Lakers last year, we kind of knew. I mean, this is pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, it's the counterbalance to, you know, ruining the fact that we're losing all these stars to injury, which sucks. Wow. Well, the opposite of that is the fact that these stars have been hurt and banged up means this baby's wide open. Because if Philly's at full strength, they're probably up 3-1 on Atlanta. Not to discount the Hawks' gutsy Game 4 performance, but Embiid was terrible. Embiid's been hurt. And because of that, this series is closer than it maybe otherwise would be. We know that's the case with Brooklyn and Milwaukee. If Brooklyn had a full complement, they probably would be up 3-1. If not, it would be a sweep. And instead, we're looking at a possible three Game 7s, Goo. I mean, is it possible that all three of the remaining series go the distance? The Clippers look to be a viable opponent, and Atlanta showed a lot of pluck, watch your language, in the win yesterday, and this Milwaukee's now favored to beat Brooklyn. So I guess that would be the unintended benefit of these injuries, the fact that we have more competitive series.
Yeah, but do we really? Because all I search for and want is clarity. And now that everybody's getting hurt, it's clouded everything. And I go back to the first round, the Lakers. They will be right back, Jack, because injuries took them out. So for all the LeBron haters and AD haters and Laker haters, I get it, but they're not going anywhere if you're looking yourself in the mirror on why their season is over.
Why are you talking about the Lakers?
Because injury is why they lost, though. So where I'm going is I'm not so caught up in fictional land to think Phoenix is actually better than the Lakers if Bron and AD are healthy. They're not, but I can't hate on the parade. They knocked him off. I get it. But moving forward, if Embiid, who basically put Atlanta in their coffin last night, but because something flared up top or the knee, Atlanta was the beneficiary of coming back. Atlanta was mopped up and done yesterday. But because they're hurt, Atlanta won that game. It's 2-2. Ain't hating on the Hawks. Then I look at you. I mean, when does it stop, guys? That's all I'm saying. So is it wide open? Open as it is, Steiny, it's wide open for the wrong reasons.
You're the same guy who, when Toronto beat the Warriors because of injury, was saying the best team didn't win. But the best team at the end of the season was Toronto. It wasn't the Warriors. Right. This is the NBA's a war of attrition, Goo. Mm. It's a marathon, right now. Right now, after last year. Short off season this year. I mean, injuries are always.
But they're too many, is all that I'm saying, Stani. Right? You agree?
Okay, so,
they're too
so
many.
Let me ask you this. So, okay, will the winner this year, should they get an asterisk? Should there be any qualification? Are they not as much of a champion? Like, I don't like how.
Okay.
If Brooklyn were healthy, okay, they'd be a different team. So if Milwaukee goes out and beats Brooklyn. Milwaukee doesn't get the credit they should get because Brooklyn, a team that's never won it, had guys hurt. And you're right. There are so many injuries. There's so many injuries this year that the guy at the team at the end, I think, feather in their cap.
And also, it's a feather, I think, Steiny, too, because if you're a complete team, then you're not reliant on just one guy or three guys. In the case of Brooklyn, you had this super team. You brought in all these great pieces, these veteran superstars. Well,
right.
The number one ability is availability. And you've said it yourself, Goo. And if you're not available, then that is not a detraction from the team that happens to come out and beat you. It's not Milwaukee's fault if they remain healthier than Brooklyn and they outlast Brooklyn. Steiny's right. The playoffs are a battle of attrition. You could end up playing, 28 playoff games is the maximum number. If you went 7-7, 7-7.
Okay.
And, you know, if you can't endure the 28 games in the playoffs, well, that's a part of it. You know, it's not just, okay, you're running a marathon and who's in the lead at the 3-mile mark. You got to run the whole 26.2.
And, hey, you guys make valid points. And where I'm going is I just can't ignore the narrative in this year's playoffs. And right now, if Harden doesn't play, injuries have superseded the achievements by said team. And if you tell me Milwaukee is better than Brooklyn when Brooklyn's whole after what we saw go down the first couple games, and you more power to you if you can ignore that. But I'm not going to ignore what I'm watching, and especially Phoenix getting past the Lakers.
Well,
I'm still stuck on
every year in the NBA finals.
Chris Paul.
Last year's NBA finals was beset by a pandemic. The year before, the Warriors lost two All-Stars in a loss to Toronto. The year before, LeBron's Cavaliers were hurt. The year before, they were hurt. The year before, the Warriors had Steph with a grade 2 MCL when he slipped on Lake Montezunas. You could go back to every single NBA finals going backward.
But not to this degree,
and there's
Gibbs.
An injury.
You don't,
what degree,
not like
Goo?
This.
To any
this
degree.
This degree. You tell me
you lose
Clay
and KD? That's not to this degree? Is that what you're telling me?
Kevin
Is that what
Love
you're telling me?
Kyrie Irving not playing in a finals. What about Chris Paul getting
not
hurt
stupid.
In the Western Conference
it's
finals?
It's reality.
No, the yelling match
and
is
you
what's
guys
stupid.
Are going,
and that's
no,
what's stupid.
The Helen,
I got to shout
Keller.
You down because I don't get a chance to get my point across, so I got to scream and yell
no, you were
in order
done.
To be heard on this very program.
No, you went Westbrook. You were done, and then the other person gets
So I ball dominate
talk.
One time, and now I got to be done?
It's more than one time, but I just pointed it out.
Take the rock. Make your point.
I am. I'm going behind the back right now between the legs. And, Steiny, you can let me know what you think. Last year, the pandemic does not count. Miami wasn't hurt. Now, we all know that was not what you wanted to be, the situation it was in, but the games went on. Miami was at full strength. So I don't think that's a good comp about what we're watching now to where every other team is hurt. And whoever wins it, I'm not going to hate, but I'm not going to ignore when somebody asks me, hey, what'd you think of the playoffs, Goo? I'm going to say injury was the big component of it all.
I suggest you go back and look at how many injuries occur and guys are out of the playoffs in general because it's every year to some degree. It just is. I mean, and you know what? You have Anthony Davis on your team. Shouldn't you be a little prepared for a guy missing games, for a guy maybe missing important games? Up until this year, Chris Paul had a reputation. Well, Chris Paul, he always gets hurt for the playoffs. Well, nobody cared. Nobody said, well, you know what, Houston or whatever team he played with. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, you look at this year, there's a chance five of the seven teams could be first-time NBA champions, Phoenix, the Clippers, Utah, Brooklyn, or Atlanta. And then the two other teams haven't won titles. Milwaukee not since the 70s, Philly since the 80s. To me, that's very, very exciting. By the way, Mock Rivers coming up in 4 minutes. Well, actually,
I don't know if Mock is available. Mock may not be available.
You know what? Yeah. I can understand that because I have a big bone to pick with Mock Rivers.
No, Mock is always ready for you.
Why? How can you not have Ben Simmons in the game with 6.6 seconds left, you're down three, and you're going to have the length of the court?
He can't shoot.
Right.
I mean, that's good coaching. Right. And I look forward to talking to Mock if we get the chance. Like, I mean, so, of any human being in the building with 6.6 to go, wow. I would take some bum in the 14th row and throw him in there hoping he could hoist a three.
Really?
Ahead of, what's Ben really? Simmons shooting from three?
What was he going to do?
8%? You need a three.
You need a playmaker in the game. You notice what happened? They literally did not get a shot off. It wouldn't have counted. Curry's shot was late.
It's close.
So he took his best playmaker off the floor, and Shake Milton lets way too much time go off, and they don't even get a shot. You think if Ben Simmons is on the floor, and you can laugh all you want. I don't care if he takes a hook shot from 40 feet. It's better than no shot at all. Here's the other thing. I can understand, well, we're worried they may foul Ben Simmons. You know what? They did foul Ben Simmons in game one. And you know what happened? He missed the free throw, and Embiid got the rebound, and he got the putback. Here's the other thing. If he starts,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bringing the ball up court, and he's pushing, like I know Ben Simmons is gonna, and they don't guard him, go dunk it, and we'll play the foul game with 3.5 seconds left.
Shake Milton was the best offensive player on that team in the second half. Shake Milton was the only reason why they stayed in that game. Embiid was no good. Simmons' career, 5-for-34 from three-point land. Thank you, Kyle, for the actual number. Seth Curry, and I wonder if that one would have counted. That was so microscopically close.
It would not have counted.
You freeze frame it on the – I'm sorry, Stoney, I was talking. But you freeze frame it, and you watch the referee. He had his hand up, which signifies in real time he would have counted it on review. That was going to be very, very close to being a make or miss. But to me, the greater point is Ben Simmons needs to work on his offensive game if he wants to be on the floor in the final 6 seconds.
Okay, and just FYI, you're flat out wrong. It would not have counted. There's no issue. And the reason it would not have counted is because if you look at the play-by-play, Seth Curry does not get credited with a shot. He does not get credited with a shot. So if he doesn't get credited with a shot, that means it came after the buzzer. Yes,
now, just for your information, you're absolutely flat out wrong, because the stat keeper doesn't determine whether or not a shot actually is taken or not. It's the official on the court. And as a referee who understands the fundamentals of the hand being up, that indicates that the shot in the referee's eyes in real time would have counted. Whether or not a stat person puts it on the stat sheet or not has nothing to do with it. So
it has nothing to do with the stat person. It has to do with the official box score.
Right.
The official box score has no shot. That means after the fact, they went back and they double and triple and quadruple checked.
Yeah.
And he did not get the shot off.
Of course.
I could not care less.
But Ben doesn't change that, Steiny. Ben is a liability in a half-court setting. And
it wasn't a half-court setting. There were 6 seconds to go. He was going to have to go really fast. So he was going to have to push the ball up the court in a hurry. I mean, I get it. He might have pulled it out of the basket. But he's got to have the ball in his hands. He's their best decision maker. He would have found somebody.
Well, why didn't their coach think, who has a championship, Doc?
Exactly.
No. Are you disagreeing? I mean, obviously you are, but
vehemently disagreeing.
I think he's sending anybody that thinks like you about being in that situation a message, and being included.
Okay. Well, good. Try to get a
you
shot.
You needed shooters out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you needed somebody to get the ball to the shooters before the clock expired.
Well, Shake handled that all wrong.
He's not a point guard.
Yeah, no credit to the defense for doing a terrific job. You're a guy who's always quick to credit the defense. Now you're not going to credit the defense because, you know, now it's got to be the player's fault. Because we don't give credit to the defense when it's convenient to do otherwise.
Yeah, you can't sell me on the fact that you take your best playmaker off the floor, the game's most important possession.
I don't have to sell you on it. An NBA champion coach made that decision, and that if that's not a signal to Ben Simmons that he has to get better, I don't know what is, because, you know, the fact that, you know, you would never see Steph Curry or Draymond Green, even another guy who can't shoot very well, you'd never see him off the floor in the closing seconds.
And that's not Ben hates, Donnie.
Exactly. You know why?
Those are facts.
You know why you wouldn't see Draymond Green off the floor? Because he's a playmaker. He can't shoot. He can't shoot like Ben Simmons can.
And they needed a shot.
Has Draymond Green ever been off the floor with 6.6 seconds left and you need a bucket?
No.
Ever. Exactly. So Ben Simmons shouldn't have been off the floor either. We can agree to disagree. What's going on with Kepkin and DeChambeau, Dibs?
Oh, we're going to wait for the notebook for that. That was one of my one of my notebook items. Are we ready to hit that? Because
Well, I had Mock Rivers on here, but I guess we're not going to get a call from
him. No, Mock is always available.
I'll give it to you quick, then, Steiny.
You know what?
Hello.
Let's not do Mock. I don't want to do Mock today.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
He's still at shoot around. Okay. All right. No. It's fine. We'll get to him later this week. Yeah. No worries. Yeah.
Steiny, cancel Mock. Right, thanks. Yeah.
Not only are Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka not playing together, and DeChambeau, by the way, will be playing with Hideki Matsuyama, Masters champ, and Tyler Strafacci, who is the current U.S. amateur champ, which is a traditional pairing at the U.S. Open. But not only are they not playing together, they are on complete opposite sides of the draw, which means they won't interact at all. DeChambeau will tee off number one at 1:14 p.m., and Brooks Koepka will tee off number 10 at 7:29 a.m. And then on Friday, the tee times are flopped, which means Koepka then will go to the afternoon. DeChambeau will go to the morning. So not only are they not playing together, or not only are they not playing next to each other like two groups apart, they're on complete different ends of the draw.
What's up, guys? It's Brooksy.
Dibs, help me with this. Does the USGA use any formula? Is there any rhyme or reason? Is there any transparency to how they set up the groupings the first 2 days?
Yes, and one of the traditions is to have the U.S. amateur champ play with the Masters champ and play with another former champ. And as DeChambeau is the defending U.S. Open champion, so it's somewhat of a tradition to put him in that pairing. And then you look at Brooks Koepka's group, he's playing with Justin Thomas, a major champion, and Colin Morikawa, another former major champion. So a lot of times that's the way those groupings are done. Max Homa is a friend of the program. He's playing with Xander Schauffele and Phil Mickelson. All three of those guys are former winners on the PGA Tour. So they normally group winners with winners, former major champs with other major champions.
Okay, but a lot of, like, and there's threesome. They're playing in threesomes today.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Thursday and Friday. So, but, like, let's say there's 50 groups of three, all right? For 40 of them, in theory, you could look at the threesome and be like, yeah, they just put them together?
Right.
So there's wiggle room.
There is. But, okay. You know, for example, the first group out on Thursday, Andy Pope, Brad Kennedy, and Thomas Aiken. Never heard of any of them. All three likely are qualifiers, and so they put them together. You're not going to see, you know, like Justin Spieth with Andy Pope and Brad Kennedy, because Justin Spieth, former major champion, he's going to play with other players of his professional caliber.
So that actually means if DeChambeau would have been in the same group as Koepka, it wouldn't have been had they done that before this feud, nobody would have thought twice about it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So in other words, half the field is not going to be able to play with the big boys at this point unless they get to Saturday.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Right. So they put, players of the same grouping, like, for example, Tony Finau, one of your favorites.
Yes.
He's playing with Abraham Anser and Daniel Berger. None of them have won a major. Berger's won a tournament. I don't know if Anser has yet won, and Finau's won once. So those guys are about in the same place in their career, which is why they're being grouped together.
Okay, I got you. So they could have done it.
They could have.
They could have done it, and it probably would have created interest.
Right. And even like I was saying before, they could have put them back to back. That way, fans who want to see Bryson and Brooksy could have seen them in two consecutive groups.
Right. Gotcha. All right, let's hit the notebook.
Now it's time to empty Steiny's notebook.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass.
Please.
Which you are. 99% of the time.
My bad.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
Jimmy.
Yikes.
Here's what we missed throughout the show.
All right. Do you guys know who Shelby Houlihan is? Goo, do you know who Shelby Houlihan is?
No, I don't.
She's a U.S. runner. She holds the American record for the 1,500 and the 5,000 meters. She's been banned for 4 years because of a steroid found in her system, nandrolone. And so she's not going to be able to compete in the Olympics or compete for the next 4 years. But she says there's a reason she tested positive, because she ate a pork burrito the day before she got tested. What do you think about that?
Why? Off the cusp, it's hard to believe, but what does the committee or whoever suspended her think about it? It doesn't seem like she'll be getting reinstated. That's a man.
That's an expensive burrito. Okay,
no doubt.
So she's according to her, it's long been understood by the World Anti-Doping Agency that eating pork can lead to a false positive for nandrolone, since certain types of pigs produce it naturally in high amounts. Pig organ meat has the highest levels of nandrolone. Huh.
So she knows about this, and yet she eats pork anyway, which, by the way, is the filthiest of all animals. It's swine. So you have knowledge that WADA tests for nandrolone, and you have knowledge that pork can sometimes have traces of nandrolone, yet you, as a runner in an Olympic cycle, eat pork knowing that it could trigger a positive test for nandrolone. That's on you.
Yeah. All right.
You agree?
I guess if you knew.
I'm sorry,
at that time.
I have never used steroids.
She
period.
Might not have known at the time. Maybe she's heard that since. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's a wild story. Goo, do you have anything in your notebook?
I just want to give a shout out to Nicole and Manny Garcia, 20-year anniversary. They're listening to us driving up to Napa. So I want them to have a good time, and congratulations on the anniversary.
All right. Dibs?
Can you guys say happy anniversary?
Huh? Yeah, happy anniversary.
Can you choose? Yeah, thank you.
Happy 20th.
Yeah.
Go have fun.
Ronaldo is the new all-time leading goal scorer at the tournament formerly known as the European Championship, now known as the Euros. He scored twice today in Portugal's come-from-even victory over Hungary. Ronaldo with a brace, which means he scored twice. He now has 11 goals all-time in the Euros, passing the French great Michel Platini.
All right, and I'll take it from there. We got a big event coming up in 1 week. 1 week, Goo.
which is
the NBA draft lottery. The Warriors are in it. We're going to find out where the Golden State Warriors draft in 1 week.
I can't wait. Do we know who they're sending?
That's a good question. You know what? We're endeavoring to get Mike Dunleavy Jr. on later
That's
this
big.
Week, the assistant general manager. I'm sure Mike Jr. knows who's going. Heck, maybe even he's going. But get this, guys. Just for kicks, I went online and Googled 2021 mock drafts, NBA mock drafts. The first four I came across all had the exact same four in the exact same order. Think about that. The first four mock drafts all had the first four going the same, and that would be this. They've got Cade Cunningham going number one, Oklahoma State.
Okay.
They've got Evan Mobley, USC, going number two.
Baller.
They've got Jalen Green going number three. Ooh. He's playing for the Ignite team in Walnut Creek, or he played for him. And then everybody's got Jalen Suggs at four, Gonzaga. So, obviously, the Warriors would need to really find some long odds to get in the top three, but we'll see where they land if they can get the Minnesota pick outside the top three.
Do you think it goes that way, one through four, or do you think it's just a classic example of groupthink? And a lot of times these mock drafts, they look at each other and it's like, oh, yeah, let's go with the same thing. That way I feel like I'm in the know.
Well, I'll say this. I'll bet you yes, you're right, because at this point the mock drafts are being done without any idea of actually how the teams are going to land. So, for example, if the Warriors, let's just say, were to have the second pick in the draft, there's no way you can keep Evan Mobley in the second spot because he's a seven-footer from USC. Would they really take another seven-footer the year after Wiseman? So I do think there's probably some. The first mock drafts, they're probably just listing the players in the order where they think the best to least. But maybe they'll change in once the order comes through.
Yeah, good example. But of course, we know the Warriors can't possibly pick two. They can only get I guess one or 14. Hey, one more, Steiny. I thought this one would be interesting for you. Derek Carr says, "quote He would probably quit if the Raiders traded him." What do you think of that, guys? A pro football player who says he'd quit if he got traded.
I don't have a problem with it.
Goo?
I mean, I don't believe him, one, and two, he's doing
Quitting
everything
gets a bad
not to
name.
Get yeah, not to get traded. Who are you? Come on, D, if they trade you, you ball out at your next stop. But golly. I mean, he's doing the wow.
All right. Coming up next, Damon Ratto and Kolsky. They got George Kontos, 3:30, Eric Burns, 4:30, Tom Verducci, 5:20. Don't go anywhere. They got a great show coming. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.